Chapter 1. The cowboy was muscular, solid, and stepped right in her way. Drew never saw him over the pile of paint buckets, drywall joint compound, and aluminum duct tubing half sliding out of her arms until it was too late. She ran smack into him. The aluminum made a hell of a lot of noise as it clattered to the floor of the hardware store. The drywall joint compound followed, the bag splitting, white powder bursting over Drew's jeans, the floor, and down the entire front of the cowboy, whose firm body was like a wall.
"Damn it,"
Drew whispered as she scrambled for her items, dropping more in the process.
"Damn it, damn it."
Mr. Fuller, the owner of the store, popped out of another aisle and viewed the mess with dismay. He'd kick her out, and then Drew would have to search far and wide for another store that had the mountain of things she needed, so she and her daughter could sleep in rooms not falling apart. Two large hands righted the broken bag of compound and set it against a shelf, then reached for the tubing.
"Careful now."
The cowboy's voice was as large as the rest of him. Drew risked a glance at his face, her own hotter than fire, and her breath deserted her. If she had to run into someone, why did it have to be the best-looking man she'd ever seen in her life? He had dark hair under a black cowboy hat, a hard face softened by a few lines about his mouth, and wide shoulders with a sliver of chest showing above his now powder-coated black shirt. His eyes arrested her most of all. They were green, a shade of jade, which sparkled in contrast to his dark hair and tanned skin. Drew must have spent a full minute staring at his eyes, not that she wasn't aware of the rest of his body, as rock-hard and well-formed as an artist's sculpture.
"Sorry."
Drew realized she needed to say something.
"Didn't see you. You okay?"
She pulled her gaze down to the huge splotch of white powder that started at his chest and fully dusted the front of his jeans.
"Damage isn't permanent," the cowboy said. "Let me help you with that. Hey, Craig, you got a cart or a trolley or something back there?"
Drew heard someone crashing around, and then a man not many years younger than the cowboy came around the corner with a flat dolly. The young man was Craig Fuller, son of the owner, who'd helped her find the right pipes and pointed her to the drywall section not 10 minutes ago.
"Sorry about that. Should have given you this earlier."
Craig joined the cowboy in loading Drew's things onto the dolly. He looked critically at the remains of the bag.
"I'll get you some more joint compound."
He dashed away. Drew's defenses softened. She was a total stranger here and had heard that small-town residents, especially in rural Texas, shut strangers out. But these two were gallantly picking up her mess, helping her without a word.
"I'll pay for the broken bag," she said quickly.
"No, I will," the cowboy said. "I ran into you."
Drew shook her head.
"I ran into you."
"Well, we can debate about that for a while, but I'll win, so don't bother."
The cowboy took a card out of his wallet and passed it to Mr. Fuller.
"Add it to my order."
Mr. Fuller didn't give Drew time to debate. He took the cowboy's credit card and moved to the register at the front. Craig headed there too, hefting the new bag of compound to show her it was waiting for her.
"What you need all this stuff for anyway?" the cowboy asked. "Looks like you're repairing walls, plumbing, and electricity."
He turned over the coils of wire and switch boxes, as well as wire strippers and pliers.
"Have a shack you're fixing up?"
"Sort of."
Drew took a breath, tamping down her irritation, her anger, her near despair. Before she could explain, Craig called down the aisle.
"The old Peresky house. This here's Drew, Peresky's granddaughter."
The cowboy's gaze flickered with interest.
"Really? The Peresky, place?"
Drew's eyes narrowed.
"You were going to say dump, weren't you?"
The cowboy's cheeks reddened.
"Well..."
"Don't worry."
Drew let out an exasperated sigh.
"It is a dump, but it's my dump now."
The cowboy looked Drew up and down with a gaze that would be considered rude, even homicidally so, in Chicago. But here, everyone stared at Drew like this. She was new, an oddity, and yet she had roots in Riverbend. On the other hand, she'd never been to this town, let alone the state. While Drew had been curious about her grandparents' small town in a vague way, her life hadn't given her time to think deeply about it. She'd found what was known as the Hill Country and Riverbend itself to be beautiful.